The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, Linda's on assignment this morning. The 17th of July, 7:05 is the time, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave, how are you?
Good morning.
This is 5 days in a row with Dave.
5 days in a row with Dave.
Yep. So, what national day do we have today? You almost missed National Hot Dog Day yesterday.
Yes, I did. Thank you for catching that. Today is National Get to Know Your Customers Day.
Okay. Cool.
And we've also got National or World Emoji Day.
Another important day that we should all honor.
I'll tell you the next one in the second hour.
Okay. All right. Well, today's sunny and hot. And I can say that to next Wednesday. But today, the temperature is, we're not seeing any triple digits through next Wednesday. Today, 97. I think the hottest it's going to be is Friday and Saturday at 99, with lows in the high 60s. And then it starts dropping until, on Monday it's going to be 92, 90 on Tuesday, and 92 on Wednesday. So it's starting to cool off a little bit. Obviously, the summer is over. Excuse me. But it's still warm out there. So still, take care. Make sure you don't leave anything in your car. Any pets or kids or grandparents or anything you want to see alive if you leave it in the backseat of your car and leave it for a few hours. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business. Locally owned, locally operated. A veteran-owned business. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They treat their customers in an outstanding manner, the Kinney family do. 30 years in the business, 3 generations now of the Kinneys working there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And before we get to our guest, I wanted to announce that the Trump administration has now cut off $4 billion. To the state of California for the Train to Nowhere. Did it officially. Citing 16 years of failure, no completed high-speed track, and escalating cost. Duffy, Department of Transportation, declared the project, dubbed the Train to Nowhere, a mismanaged and over-budget boondoggle. And this, he says, this is California's fault. And he goes in, it's Newsom and Democrats have enabled the waste for years. Federal dollars are not a blank check. They come with a promise to deliver results. Now, they did a, cost overrun and, last year, and, the review found that 0 miles of high speed track have been laid since ground was broken 10 years ago. And the costs continue to balloon. I mean, everybody knows this. I don't know why we, continue to pour billions of dollars into this thing when we could be using those billions of dollars for housing, for homeless. We could be using it for, how about infrastructure on the roads and bridges and things? Maybe it's a good idea, but they couldn't ever get it together on this. So anyway, the feds are pulling $4 billion out of it. So we'll see what kind of impact that has. Now we can get to our guest. I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Wearing your Simpson University red shirt there. It's really nice. I like that. Got Mount Shasta in the background.
Yep.
And you are the dean of enrollment marketing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Good morning. You've been on before.
I have been on before.
That's what I thought. Love having Simpson on. And, you know, Shasta College and Simpson have it on because we offer so much, and, you know, with the community college and then the full 4-year university, we offer a lot of opportunities to our people here in Redding, in Shasta County, in the North State. Mm-hmm. But you all have started something else that just has kicked off, and it's to help get students enrolled and save them some money. Let's talk about that.
Well, it's called the North State Promise. We initially started this a couple of months ago with an announcement, and it was designed to impact students that were transferring from our local junior colleges that still wanted to stay in the area, and it was a 50% tuition reduction for those individuals. It was so successful, we received so much positive feedback in the community and even with the number of individuals taking advantage of it, that we decided to extend it to the high school ranks. So now the North State Promise is also for students that are just graduating from high school. So Simpson University is offering 50% tuition reduction for anyone who lives, high school graduate, who lives within 35 miles of our campus.
The reason
we make that distinction is that's the point where someone lives within 35 miles, they don't live on campus. They can live with their family. And if someone takes advantage of that, and if they were to get, for instance, a full Pell Grant and a full Cal Grant, they could go to our institution for about $4,000 a year. They could live at home with mom and dad and stay here locally and yet could have a quality education here in the North State at a very, very affordable price.
Now, they don't have to have a Pell Grant. Or do they? They don't have to have a Pell Grant or a Cal Grant to receive that 50% tuition.
No.
Because there's an article that was written that says it allows initiative students with full Pell and Cal Grants to receive a 50% tuition discount. And I knew that wasn't right.
No, it's not right.
So they've got this wrong. If you read Channel 7 in the story they have, which is a nice story, but they make it sound like you have to have Pell Grants and Cal Grants to get that 50%. But I didn't think that was the case.
No, that's not right.
Okay,
good. The Pell and the Cal Grant allow the cost to come down that much,
even,
obviously.
Yeah, even that much more.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So you started the other one. Gosh, when did you start North State Promise? That was, a couple months ago?
March, maybe April.
Okay. And, but you had a lot of interest.
We did. We had, our phone started ringing off the hook. All of my admissions counselors were getting phone calls, emails. I remember I was standing in line at a grocery store. And the guy saw my Simpson shirt, and it was the day after we announced it, and he said, "Tell me about this North State Promise." So I knew the word had gotten out. When it reaches the grocery store checkout line, you've pretty much done a good job of marketing. And it really piqued people's interest because we have found, and not just ourselves, but nationwide studies, still the number one determining factor of where people go to college is still affordability. Yes, you want to have a culture fit. Yes, you want to have the majors and all that thing. But affordability, we all realize in the economy of today's world, money is tight. And so this initiative, this promise is, you know, an attempt to address that, to bring the cost down to an affordable amount, especially for our local community.
Well, it's a good idea because, you know, how many years we've been going on about people who owe hundreds of thousands of dollars in school loans. And I think I saw a statistic that said only like about 18% of the people who graduate from college are actually working in their major, what they got their degree in. They're working in other things. And then plus on top of that, they've got a big bill at the end of it. Simpson University, though it's a private university, has for years worked with, before this came out, has worked for years with students to reduce that by helping them with grants. And Simpson, giving them, scholarships, and then you get different grants to keep that price low. So, but this one is brand new, and they can get a quality, real quality education. and walk out of there without a lot of money being spent.
And sometimes mom and dad would like their child to stay closer to home rather than send them off to some other place.
Or maybe the kids want to stay closer to home.
Very well.
That, you know, that they may not be living with mom and dad when, you know, they're going through college, but they, you know, they may be living with their friends, but they like that network there.
Yes.
It always works. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw, who is the Simpson University's Dean of Enrollment and Marketing, and about this new program they've got that's aimed at high school seniors. I mean, they started it with freshmen and transfers and other people come from the state, but now if you live within 35 miles, you're getting a great deal here. So, O2 Staffing and O2 Employment Services are doing a backpack collection. August is Child Support Awareness Month, and they are supporting the Shasta County Child Support Services in collecting new backpacks and school supplies for local students in need. You can drop off the backpack and all the all the school supplies at there's office at 915 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And it's a good deal. It helps those kids that when they started. It used to be when I went to school, you had pencils and all that, and, you know, glue that tasted pretty good when you were young. It had all that kind of stuff, and paper, mostly. Now, a lot of that stuff is not there. So you have to bring your own school supplies, such as pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, binders, glue, scissors, everything you need. So if you want to go out and hit the dollar stores or hit Costco or other places and buy these kind of things and a backpack and just take it down to O2 Staffing Office, 915 Mistletoe Lane. And you can do this through July 25th. So we got another 8 days. You can drop it off there. So we'll be right back with Simpson University.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventures. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free spot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, We have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. And 7:21 in the morning, about 66 degrees out there, going up to about 98 today. Our guest is Simpson University and Jerry Grimshaw, but I'm going to give some fire updates. The Green Fire, northeast of Gray Rocks and west of Fenders Ferry Road, 8 miles west of Montgomery Creek, has burned 16,500 acres and is 16% contained. They've gone up about 10% since yesterday. Butler Fire, west of Butler Mountain, northwest of the forks of the Salmon and Humboldt in Siskiyou County, is now burnt 10,000 acres and is 2% contained. Summit Fire, west of Cliff Lake and Pacific Crest Trail in the Marble Mountain Wilderness, has burned 700 acres and is 65% contained. Marble Mountain Wilderness. It's really a nice area. And the Red Fire near the Blue Creek Trail and Forks of Blue Tail has burned 116 acres, 95% contained. And if you have not heard, there was a crash on the I-5 at Bridge Bay where a northbound semi-truck in the northbound lane he overturned and spilled his load of more than 50 large industrial pipes across the roadway. It happened about 2:45 this morning, just north of the Bridge Bay exit, where the truck rolled over and blocked the entire bridge span. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I'm supposed to be heading north this morning. I don't, is the traffic still backed up? We're trying to find that out right now.
Is Highway 3 open? That would take you hours.
Oh.
Have you ever driven on Highway 3? It's crazy.
I don't even know where it is. But do I have to go through French Gulch and go through the back way through French Gulch and go over that way, right? Oh, my God. It's fully closed at Fondale Road. So we're checking on this now. I mean, that happened, 7 hours ago. So they should. Oh, I'm sorry. It happened about 4.5 hours ago. It could still be closed, but we're out there checking on it right now. Okay, hey, I'm with Jerry. The only time I'm going north, I swear, in the last month, I'm going up to a friend's house, and I'm going to grind stumps for him. He lost a lot of, got caught in a tenant fire, so I'm going to be grinding stumps this weekend. But maybe this is a sign that I shouldn't go up there. Maybe I'll just give him a call. Hey, gosh, the river's coming up, but freeway shut down. I'm with Jerry Grimshaw here, who is the Dean of Enrollment and Marketing over at Simpson University, and they've expanded their North State Promise to include local students, high school students from around here, anybody within 35 miles of Simpson, and give them a 50% off tuition. How can y'all do that, Jerry?
Well, it takes some creative financing, but you know, if we don't get the local students, then we don't get any tuition. Mm-hmm. And so, it's part of a philosophy to support Reading and the North State.
Yeah.
And we want to prioritize, as we say, we want to keep local talent local.
Well, you are the Dean of Enrollment and Marketing. And unlike many, many other, especially small colleges and universities, Simpson's enrollment has been steadily increasing over the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, remarkably so. Would you say that?
Yeah, we're up about 25% over the last 5 years, which does buck the national trends.
Oh, yeah.
And this year, we really believe that in our traditional undergraduate program, we're going to have to see another significant growth this year, another bump mm-hmm. in our numbers. I do think that my marketing team has done a good job of getting the message out across the state of California, but again, primarily in the North State region. My admissions counselor, the whole team, are working hard to bring as many students. And there's still, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know enough about Simpson University and what we have to offer.
Reading's hometown university.
Hometown university. And the North State Promise is part of action on that slogan. That we really, really want to see that realized. We don't want it just to be a slogan on a billboard somewhere. We want Reading to embrace us as we embrace Reading, and we want the best and the brightest to come to Simpson to make us better and then to stay here after they graduate and make the North State better in turn.
Yeah, if you come here 3 or 4 years, you find out what a great place it is, how good Reading is. I mean, you know, that it's a super place to live. And that now we have to make sure we have those jobs for them. Simpson can't do that. You can do everything up to that, but now it's up to the city and the county to, start driving, businesses here. We're getting some, Amazon's putting their distribution center here. It's 250 jobs, but it's not exactly the jobs that a lot of the students that would be graduating in engineering and because y'all have opened up how many new offerings?
Well, both there. Academically and athletically, we have just expanded so many of our offerings. I mean, engineering is the most prominent one.
Right.
In our degree completion program, we've started with criminal justice, social welfare degree. Even recently, our nursing cohort, our nursing program is one of the best in the entire state of California.
Which means one of the best in the nation.
Which means one of the best in the nation. We originally had every year a cohort. We could bring in 27 nurses every semester.
Right.
The board gave us permission to go up to 45 every semester.
Wow.
So we'll be turning out 90 nurses a year into our local community.
And y'all just got a grant for all those mannequins, or I shouldn't say, a mannequin is such a bad word for what this is.
It is inadequate.
Explain it. I mean, I've tried to explain it to people. It gives birth.
It's almost
a robot.
It really is.
Covered with flesh.
Right. And
has real flesh.
Not real flesh. That would be bad.
Yeah, that'd be gross.
But it simulates every reaction the human body can basically have. So we're not just talking about, you and I have seen when we've done CPR dummies.
Yeah.
And we've done that and they're dummies that, okay, you can compress the chest and that's about it. But, we'll say mannequins, but whatever they are, they give real world reactions back. I mean, you're going to get blood pressure. You're going to get all the different things that you need so that a nursing student can accurately see the effects of what they're doing. It's not theoretical. It's without having to practice on a real human being.
Right. And they run this thing through computers. And so a nurse will go in there, say, to take the blood pressure, and then they start throwing things in there. Labored breathing, heart rate goes up, all these things, and now they've got to start reacting to this. Mm-hmm. When I saw it, because I went in there, I don't know, 5 years ago. Yeah. And so I can imagine what you have now, but y'all just got a grant to bring in more of those.
More of those, yeah.
So you can turn, so you have more nurses, and there's a shortage, obviously, of nurses nationwide.
I always think of those mannequins kind of like flight simulators
for
pilots because you don't really want to practice that, you know, in a real plane with an engine going out or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it's just like that. It allows them to practice real-world situations.
And I wish everybody could go through there and just watch it and see how it works, because it's such a learning tool for the nurses. The fact is that because we're so short of nurses, the fact that you've increased the number each semester that you can put through, and we got to take a break now. But when we come back, are you going to expand that out to physician's assistants or nurse practitioners, or is this maybe someplace in the future out there? Let's talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Why? Because they're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers. They have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. It's locally owned, locally operated, been in the business here 30 years, and they're just really good people down there. It's the only place Linda or I will ever shop for jewelry is down at Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Jerry Grimshaw, Dean of Enrollment and Marketing at Simpson University.
How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Skiing Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club.
For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. 7:35 in the morning here on Thursday, the 17th of July. And, 66. I think it's probably running up a little bit more, but it's only going to go up to what, 98 today. That's probably about right. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, Reading Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information. I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw, Dean of Enrollment and Marketing at Simpson University. You're doing a pretty good job over there, Jerry. I mean, your enrollment's up. You've got all these neat programs going. You're athletic. And let's shift from and we'll come back about the North State Promise. Football season starting. Ed Simpson's second full year. And it's been an adventure.
It has been an adventure. It really has. You know, a year ago I was Sean's top assistant on the team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so I was more intimately involved. I mean, still am because I love of the game and love of Simpson and love of Sean.
Yep.
But, you know, it's a work in progress. The football program is. It's not going to be built overnight. We have complete confidence in Sean Daniel that he's going to get the job done, that we're going to build a successful program that, again, that Reading can get behind and support and love.
Well, the just building a team from scratch, and Sean was on talking about it, as you were and a couple of the other coaches. I mean, that's not easy to do. I mean, it just outfitting them with, I mean, the cost of outfitting your players, you're bringing them in, feeding them, because some of them probably eat a lot of food.
A lot of food. You know,
what was it? What they say that disappeared? What was it? The chicken, was it chicken fingers or something? I don't know. It was something that just disappeared and you could never keep enough of them out there. And it's tough because you didn't get into a baby conference. You stepped into a big conference.
Yeah, it's the toughest conference, nationwide in the NAIA. I mean, we always say it would be the SEC. Of the NAIA.
Uh-huh.
Every year, multiple teams go to the playoffs. The teams are usually in the finals or quarterfinals of the national championships. One of the teams in the league, which I'll just leave unnamed, but they were in another league, and they would annually win 9, 10, 11 games.
Yeah.
They joined our conference, and they've won 2 games in 2 years.
Wait a minute. What conference were they in?
The Sooner Athletic Conference.
Well, they just might be, for the first couple of years, let's play the Sooner Conference.
Let's go to Oklahoma and play football.
It might be.
We would have to raise tuition then at that point. That would be very expensive.
So they joined the conference and said, uh-oh. Yeah, there's
well, it's tough. It really is.
It's a tough conference. And what conference is it?
It is the Frontier Conference.
Frontier Conference. And I remember y'all talking about that when you're saying, this is a pretty tough conference. Mm-hmm. And I kind of thought, okay. I mean, but then when you're trying to break into something like that and you've got kids starting that wouldn't even be, they would have been redshirted anyplace else, mm-hmm. because they've got talent and they want to let them grow a little bit like they do in Texas. But you've got sophomores, this is their second year at the college level and they're starting.
Well, they always say the best thing about freshmen is they become sophomores.
And sophomores become
juniors, and they grow and they mature and they get stronger. And we're going to see that happen. I know that our players have worked tremendously hard in the weight room. In fact, this weekend we have a mini camp. I believe we're going to have 92 players on campus for a mini camp just to get ready for the season, a little summer summer refreshing course to get them ready before fall camp actually starts.
And when's fall camp start?
It'll start on the athletes report on August 2nd.
Okay. Do you have something?
I think we're going to get our first win August 30th against Lewis-Clark Valley.
Way to know the schedule.
That I looked at it.
That is outstanding.
Yeah, I'm looking at
that
it here.
That is outstanding.
I think we're going to get our first win there, and that's going to be at Foothill High School.
That is a home game.
It's going to be a home game.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, we're feeling it out, too, with Simpson. We're going to, you know, broadcast the games. We'd love to do that if we can all work everything out and all that. So everybody can hear it. So, you know, the big thing is like when we do Colt 45, it's the families because we stream all those.
Yeah, absolutely.
We get phone calls and emails from all over the United States, and including, I think, Venezuela once.
There you go.
Some of the kids were from Venezuela playing on the team. And they get to hear, because you know, they can't be here, they get to at least hear the game. And you know, their sons, grandsons' names.
It is the beauty of technology that we can get the message out, we can get the game out, literally all over the world.
It is. It goes all over the world.
And we have players on the team. I mean, a significant portion of our team, of course, is North State, Northern California players. But we have players from all over the country that have come in. And obviously those parents still want to hear what's going on with the children.
And Sean can get these letters that say, why wasn't my son playing? Why didn't my son play? The score was enough that he could have played. Because y'all have just run the score up on somebody.
We run the score up on people.
Okay, now that's football. But you have, women's wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Women's flag football, which has just exploded throughout the United States.
We are really excited about.
You're one of the few colleges that has.
Yeah, west of the Rockies, there are just a handful of schools. And we are. And interest has been extremely high. Our athletic director, Rob Harley, has been the primary person recruiting, filling that team up. And we've got some great athletes coming. And it's just going to – it's a fun sport. It's
a
very, very quick-moving sports. Games don't last, you know, a long time. And I just think that especially when it comes up, because it'll be in the 28 Olympics in L.A., flag football will be an Olympic sport. And I think anticipation of that, and then even following that, it's going to explode. And we won't be starting it. We'll already have it. We'll be an established program. And so it's kind of the opposite of our football team. We'll be the ones that have more veterans because we'll have been doing
this
longer.
Who knows? You may have some Olympic athletes.
Who knows?
Who knows? Well, the thing about it is people think, flag football, it's not a contact sport. You need to watch a game. It's a contact sport.
Yes.
You know, they have to pull the flags off, but they're still blocking and
it's still physical. It's very
physical.
I mean, it's a different type of football, but it's still football.
Oh yeah, and you know the way people move, the way they can move that their flag, they know where that flag is every microsecond, and they're shifting their hips, spinning. You know, anything to keep the other guy's hand off the flag, other player's hand off the flag.
It really displays athleticism.
It really does.
Again, we're excited about it. We think that's going to be a great offering for our college.
Well, and the your swim team, basketball. I mean, you've got how many?
22 sports now.
And that started. Well, you had a few sports. You had baseball and softball and basketball. And maybe I don't know what else. And Dr. Hall came and started the bass fishing team, which is now one of the best in the United States.
Yeah. Wow. It just, again, affords more opportunities for students to come and to live a dream. I'm playing intercollegiate athletics is a dream for so many young people, and we're just giving more young people an opportunity to fulfill their dreams.
If they went to a Division I school, they may not be playing football. They are not big enough. They're not whatever. Or be on the swim team or be on the baseball team. We have just outstanding athletes that have a chance to display their abilities, and we win championships at Simpson.
We do. We've had very successful. We had a great spring season with our baseball and softball and golf team. Our golf team is fantastic.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And the golf, let me tell you, the golf coach, if you called Hollywood Casting and said, we want a golf coach for this movie, it would be him. What's his name?
Coach Devers.
Coach Devers looks like a golf coach. Yeah.
He puts on that white belt that all the pros wear, and he's got the look. I mean, even his you're right, his body type is he looks the part, but he has just killed recruiting this year.
Oh, I imagine.
He has got, first of all, he's a great golfer himself.
Yeah, of course.
And that does make a difference. And he is just attracting some quality people and that are great fits for our institution.
And that's the other thing. Golf is something that you can compete at the highest levels, and it doesn't so much it's a team sport, but not a team sport.
Right,
swimming. And
right,
that.
Within every competition, you can have a team score, but of course, you have individual medalists.
Yeah, of course.
And so it doesn't matter how big or how strong your school is. You as an individual can still succeed.
You could come from Simpson and win the National Collegiate.
Yeah, absolutely.
National Collegiate Open or whatever. Okay. Absolutely. Hey, I'm here with Jerry Grimshaw. We're talking about athletics there at Simpson University. But when we come back, we're going to go back to this the North State Promise. And this is such a great deal for our students here in within 35 miles, so it's Anderson, Redding, a good part of the population of Shasta County.
All the way down to Red Bluff.
All the way down to Red Bluff. It's going to be able to get a great education at 50% off, and we're going to talk about that when we get back.
Ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard ways.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed and Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed and Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, there's going to be a fundraiser. It's called Dove Warm Up. It's by the Shasta County Cattlemen and Redding Gun Club. It's going to be Sunday, August 24th, and it's going to be going to go out there and shoot trap. And I have raffle prizes, gun raffles, trap. Shooting cornhole games, Annie Oakley. I'm not sure what that is. Last Man Out, Buddy Backers, and Turkey Shoot. All of that is going to be out at the Redding Gun Club. And if you purchase, you can purchase a game package and early registration. If you sign up, you get free raffle tickets too. You sign up. Anyway, that's going to be Sunday, August 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. I've been out there before in these. They're a lot of fun. Do a lot of shooting, shotguns out there. And I'm with Jerry Grimshaw, who is the Dean of Enrollment and Marketing. And I am harping at him, but he's already taking care of it, about enrollment in the military down there, because a lot of Christians in the military. I know it's hard to believe for some people, but there are. There are lots of them. And so I can't think of a better place in Simpson for them to matriculate to from the service up here in the outdoors. Great education. They've got a shot at being on the teams and all that. But I know you've got your recruiters working that already.
We do. We have an individual on our campus that his entire job is veteran support. So we not only recruit veterans, but we support them throughout the entire process. Because it is I've lived it myself. It is a huge transition when you get out of the military. All the parameters that are set for you, the discipline, and all of a sudden you're in the civilian world, and it can be a shock to the system. And so we make sure we have all the support that they need to help them succeed. We also have some financial aid programs that are really, really advantageous for the veterans community, not only for those getting out of active duty, but in many cases for the children of active duty members. Benefits that their mother or father might have earned but didn't use, and they can be passed down to the children.
Yeah, you can give your you can pass down your GI Bill to your kids.
So it's a huge market, and it's something that we would love to see. We have a significant percentage of our population on campus is veterans.
And you said
we'd like to see more.
About 100
on campus.
That's great.
And we would love to increase that, because again, yes, we are an institution. We're an institution of higher education, but we're also about serving people and meeting people's needs. And if we can serve the veterans community, benefit them, again, it's all going to benefit Reading. Individuals come here, fall in love with Reading, and stay.
Well, we've got a strong veterans community here, first of all, and then we've got the Veterans Service Office, but we also have the Veterans Clinic, and this is just an outstanding place.
It is.
The VA clinic for our veterans that come back, and they may have, things they have to have seen. Well, they don't have to go anywhere. They can see it right here. And that is another benefit that your guys are talking about the type of community we have here. It's very veteran supportive.
Yes, it is.
Because there's a lot of us veterans out
here. A lot of us here.
And
yes.
Thank you for your service,
well, thank
by
you,
the
sir.
Way. Okay, the Simpson is inviting high school seniors recent graduates and junior college transfers across the region. Now, this is a little bit different than what we've been talking about, but this is part of that that North State promise.
Right. If someone is transferring, there's basically two groups of people that it primarily is designed for.
Right.
Individual would transfer in from a junior college. They've completed their 2 years at Shasta or Butte or wherever.
Or anywhere, right.
And they're looking for a four-year institution. They can get 50% tuition discount. We've just recently, within the last week or so, extended it down to the high school level so that a high school graduate who lives within 35 miles of campus, you know, our local community, can also get the same 50% discount. And that's the only condition that they're local. And
that they're local.
We want to be a blessing to Reading. We want to be an instrument that can be used to benefit Reading and the community. And so we want our local students to stay here, go to college, stay here, work, live, make the North State better.
And your degree completion, or what do you call
it? Degree completion program.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the degree completion program is designed for individuals who have gone to school in the past,
mm-hmm.
okay, and maybe for whatever reasons dropped out. Life came along.
Life.
As it does. And they want to finish their degree. It is primarily online. So therefore the students can, at their own time, at their own pace, work through it. And it's cheaper than the traditional undergrad because again,
right.
it is online. And there can be, if an individual really works at it, they can get their degree in a very short period of time. We have five different majors within the degree completion program. And it's just a great program for individuals. Hey, maybe they're a stay-at-home mom. Maybe they're someone working a job and they want to be advanced in that job. Well, again, we just added criminal justice as the newest opening.
Mm-hmm.
And again, within many vocations, and law enforcement is one of them, corrections, getting that degree can help in your advancement in your career.
Absolutely. And we had the undersheriff on yesterday, and he said education is really important.
It really is.
Okay, I've got my degree. Can I come to Simpson and something like this with the degree completion? Can I pick another major and do it that way? Or is this something, you've got to say a business. You know, you can finish up in a business. Well, I've got all the prerequisites.
Mm-hmm.
Could I then get a business degree.
You can get a business degree, yeah. And of course, then you also, of course, we have a master's in business. We have master's in education. We just signed an agreement with the Shasta County Office of Education to help with their credentialing for their administrators, for principals. We'll be the school that helps prepare those people, for that. So again, between undergraduate, someone who's just starting at college, or someone who's going back to college, or someone who wants a master's degree. Again, we're trying to be a one-stop shop for educational.
And the big thing, though, is high school students, parents, listen, if your kid's getting ready to graduate, you can attend Simpson right off the bat, 50% off, and then apply for some of the Pell Grants and the Cal Grants. And then you also have grants.
We have all sorts of programs that can
Help
out, and so all of the federal programs, the state programs, even though we're a private institution, we are eligible for all of those.
You can literally graduate without owing a penny. I mean, if you're just working part time,
you can do it.
It can
be done,
yeah.
And that's it. Affordability is important.
Yeah. That's how I finished my school without owing. But back then, you know, you didn't owe money when you left because. I mean, I guess you could have, but you worked, and I guess there were some scholarships and stuff, but you just got through school and you graduated. My brother-in-law graduated from medical school with like $10,000 in debt.
That won't get you in the door of medical school.
No, I know. That was it. He paid it off in the first year or two. Anyway, Jerry Grimshaw, thanks a lot for joining us today. We love having Simpson on.
Well, we appreciate you and all the support you show to our institution.
I believe in you guys. I really do. And, you know, I'm on your Citizens Advisory Panel Board, whatever y'all call it. I once a quarter we get together and I get lunch. I have a tendency to be on those boards where they feed me.
I understand that.
And
yes.
It works. But it's always, I love being there because I've watched it. I was on the very first one of them. and I'm still here, watching to see how Simpson has grown and, you know,
Have you been out there and seen the progress in that our new STEM engineering building?
Last time I was there, they were putting up the walls. I can imagine now.
It's going fast. It's going to be
and
a beautiful
inside
building.
Inside the STEM is going to be the new Veterans Support Center. It's going to be right in there.
We're really excited about that building.
Yeah. Great. Jerry, thanks a lot. And please pass our best on to Dr. Hall and the rest of the team.
I will.
Hey, when we come back from the news, we've got Jonathan Anderson and the Good News Rescue Mission is joining us. We'll be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rex Thomason. Wall Street is taking the high road this morning. The benchmarks are positive following the latest dose of encouraging economic news.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June, almost recovering the 0.9% dip from May. Increases were seen across categories, including clothing and retail, health and personal care, restaurants, online retailers, and automobile and automotive parts dealers. The weak points were electronics, appliance retailers, and department stores, which posted declines. The overall assessment is that U.S. consumers remain confident in the economy. George Williams, Washington.
Also, the number of Americans filing for unemployment has dropped to a three-month low. In a razor-thin vote, very early this morning, the Senate approved President Trump's request to cancel roughly $9 billion in foreign aid and funding for public broadcasting. 51-48 vote followed 12 hours of voting on amendments. The bill now goes to the House, which, if it's going to, must approve the bill by a deadline tomorrow. Like father, like daughter.
The Justice Department has fired Maureen Comey, a federal prosecutor who worked on the cases against Jeffrey Epstein and Sean Diddy Combs. She's also the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, who was fired by President Trump during his first term. Three people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press on Wednesday. One of those sources said no specific reason was given for why she was terminated.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. The mall in eastern Iraq had just opened its doors recently. Now there's been a deadly fire at that shopping venue. At least 60 people were killed. On Wall Street, stocks are higher this morning. The Dow is up about 73 points. The Nasdaq trading 119 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Calm returns to an embattled province in southern Syria.
The latest we've been hearing is that things are much calmer with this latest ceasefire agreed in Sueda in southern Syria, but still some sporadic violence going on, we understand. Of course, the attacks that Israel launched, there were very powerful strikes on key government buildings in Damascus, in the Syrian capital. Yesterday, there have also been the Israeli military striking on the Syrian government forces who advanced into Sueda. It said, Israel, that it was not just acting to protect the Syrian Druze minority, but also to protect its own national security.
The BBC's Yolande Nell. Ukraine has a new prime minister, marking the first leadership change since Russia's invasion in 2022. President Zelensky reshuffled the cabinet, hoping to energize the nation and boost domestic weapons production. News and analysis, townhall.com. No more high fructose corn syrup in one popular American beverage? Could be.
President Trump says that Coca-Cola has agreed to use real cane sugar in its flagship soft drink in the U.S. at his suggestion. The switch from high fructose corn syrup in Coke sold in the United States will put Coca-Cola in line with its practice in other countries, including Mexico. But the Atlanta-based Coca-Cola company didn't confirm the move, saying only it appreciated Trump's enthusiasm, while promising that more details on new offerings within its products would be shared soon. Keith Peters, Washington.
He is certainly no fan of Jerome Powell, far from it. But President Trump says he is highly unlikely to fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. The president has repeatedly criticized Powell for his refusal to lower interest rates. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Dave's at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Okay, so it's International Emoji Day, which I could really give a darn about. So what else? I mean, yesterday was National Hot Dog Day.
Do you have any tattoos? Because it's National Tattoo Day.
I don't think anybody in here has it. Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. What's I'm here with Jonathan Anderson from Good News Rescue Mission and Justin Wandro. So you got a tattoo, huh?
I do. I have a crucifix on my back.
Okay, that's nice. That's okay.
That's okay. It's big, too.
It's big?
Yeah.
Is there like...
No.
No whip marks on the back of it?
No whip marks on the back
of it.
Okay. We don't go that far.
Okay, so it's National Tattoo Day.
National Tattoo Day.
Let me tell you, I'm getting closer and closer to getting one. As my time runs out. No, I'm thinking about getting one. I mean, I've spent all that time in the military and other places all over the world and never got a tat.
Why would you put a bumper? Why would you put a bumper sticker on a Cadillac?
Four doors down, you got it.
Oh, we've got
tattoo parlor right here.
Four doors down, we've got them. Probably you try to pick up a rock, close your eyes, and throw it in any direction, and you might hit a tattoo parlor, a chicken place that serves chickens.
I think you should do it on the air in the morning.
Oh,
you got a tattoo.
You're gonna pay
Semper
for it.
Fi.
Yeah. Is this well, something that Justin and Jonathan would pay for?
Well, maybe we'll do a fundraiser for you.
There okay. We go. GoFundMe page for a USMC tattoo.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, Ted Leidy has a pretty sweet 81st Airborne on his arm.
Ted Leidy has the parachute drop on D-Day on that, including that church where the paratrooper got hung up in the steeple is right there. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway, National Tattoo Day. Now, after all that, I've lost... No, I don't. I just found it. The weather. Sunny and hot with a high near 97. Okay. That is in place all the way through next Wednesday, except the temperatures keep going down. Next Tuesday is 90 and Wednesday is 92. So it's going to be cooler, no triple digits, but it's still going to be hot out there. It's still going to be smoky because Green Fire is gone up to 15,000 acres, 16% containment. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The Kenny family have had that business for 30 years into the third generation of the family running it, and they just provide just outstanding service for their customers and really good people. A semi-truck crashed about 3 o'clock this morning, just north of the Bridge Bay exit, of course. And they've, completely shut down I-5 as of the morning. Now, we just talked to some people and they've shut down the, I-5 down there at Fondale Road like they usually do. And the traffic's backed up, but not backed up like you see because a lot of people are just getting off right there. I don't know if any of the lanes are open. I can't imagine, let's see, it's 3, 4, that's 5 hours ago. I can't imagine that some of it isn't open. But Pat Karch just walked in, and if anybody can find out about if I-5 North is open, it'll be Pat Karch. So there's your mission, Pat. You and Dave, try and find out if I-5 North is open. Because this is the only time I was heading north was today, going up to a tenant. And every time I try to get up there, something happens,
yep.
It seems like. But in this case, we'll keep you updated on the I-5. Okay. My guest today is the Good News Rescue Mission and Jonathan Anderson and Justin Wondra. And Justin, you're the public affairs guy.
Yeah, Director of Development and Community Partnerships.
Well, that's even more.
Yeah.
Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Brought your son in.
Brought my son. He's going to camp today, so we're going to go drop him off later after this.
Well, you know, I've seen photos of you because you've been out fishing and hunting and everything else.
Hey, look at the book he brought with him today.
What book you got, buddy?
All about largemouth bass fishing.
There you go. I think it's something when, I remember my dad taking me hunting all the time, and we got into golf later in life, but in our early years, and we were, bird hunting, and he was not much of a fisherman, but we'd be doing a lot of bird hunting and deer hunting and like that, up in the Northwest, states, Idaho and those places when we lived up there. Quail hunting back south.
Oh man, we love, that's the life.
Oh man.
That's the life.
The quail. Quail shooting in the North Carolina forest.
Wow.
It's hard. I mean, it's not like you got up here when they break, you can see them for a while. When you're shooting them back in the piney woods back there, you're shooting at breaks in the trees. I mean, when they're coming up.
Too dense before stuff.
Yeah, it's coming up and what you're trying to do is follow them. And when you got that little break in the trees is when you're firing.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to get quick.
Boy, that'd be tough. Yeah.
So, okay. So much going on at the Good News Rescue Mission. We were just out there, my friend, Ted Lighty and I got a tour and everything. But since we've been there, you've expanded, and that was only, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
I mean, it's gotten even bigger. So, I'm gonna start with Jonathan. Jonathan, how did you get to the Good News Rescue Mission? Tell us about you.
Oh, longest story short, would be, I was in the police academy at the time, actually, during that, kind of that hiring freeze, that California had on across the board. So, put myself through the academy, right as I was graduating, I was applying for various positions, but nobody would hire. So I made it into CHP, but the academy was on freeze at the time. Yeah, I just started praying, and hey, God, open the doors, you know, if there's something else. And I got a call from Cesar Partida at the Good News Rescue Mission, said, you don't know me, I don't know you, but your neighbor gave me your resume, and if you come work for us, we'll create a position.
Wow.
And so I took a tour, fell in love, just knew that's where I was called.
Were you from this area?
No, I'm from Oakland, East Oakland. So.
East Oakland. So Redding, had you ever been to Redding before?
I graduated Simpson. That's what brought
there
me from
go.
Oakland
there
to Simpson.
Okay.
Yep.
There's the link.
Yep. So, yeah, took a tour, fell in love. They hired me. 2 weeks after being hired, the academy opened up, and I just said, I'm good. This is where I think God's called me. So I've been there 13 years now.
Okay.
Yeah. Been amazing.
Is that all? It seems to me, I've been here like 17 or, no, the reason I say that.
Feel like I'm ready to retire, Kyle?
Well, I've been here, I got here in 07, this is our, starting our 16th year with the station, and your name has always, to me, has always been associated with it.
Yeah.
Probably because I didn't know that much about it and what you've done there has, expanded it so much and put it in the forefront of a lot of people's. Minds. Maybe that's it. But, 13 years, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, and Justin, what about you?
Yeah, you know, I was actually traveling around the country with my family in an RV. I got four kids, so we crammed all into an RV. We're traveling around the country, and
okay,
and Jonathan recruited me.
Why? Were you being chased from town to town, or was it a...
That's an excellent question.
I mean, you don't hear this very often. I just thought I'd take my four kids and my wife, and we'd just, you know, sell everything we own, get in an RV, and, well, maybe that is the way to do
it. That's exactly what we did.
We're going to find a place that we're going to settle down in.
Yep. We were in Sacramento, and...
You didn't get far.
No, we started in Sacramento.
Okay. And 3.5 hours later, well, we're home.
We're traveling the country.
Oh, big trip, Dad. Okay. No, did you travel throughout the country?
Actually, we did. We went through the whole United States, Canada, down into Mexico and everything.
I bet that was a great, great adventure for you and your family.
It was incredible.
Yeah, I bet.
It was incredible. Yeah. And really, the point was we were done with living in Sacramento, and we weren't sure where we wanted to be. And so let's just go travel around. Let's go figure out what the rest of the country's like.
Yeah.
Let's experience it. Let's let the kids experience it.
So you're a California boy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Born and raised in Northern California.
You got to get out of California.
Yep.
At some point. The younger you are, the better. And I'm not saying leave it. But you need to get out and experience what it's like in other parts of this country, because it's a lot different.
Oh, it is. Yes, it is.
So did you learn to like fried okra?
Oh, yes. You know, if it's done right.
If it's done right. Okay.
If it's done right.
I will 100% agree with you. If it's done wrong, there's nothing worse.
Yeah,
if it's done right.
Yeah, I've had it too much where it's not done right.
My friend was down back in the East Coast and was sending me photos every day of fried okra. And he said, oh, no, this is good stuff. And I was trying to get him to buy like 2 pounds of it and overnight it to me. He refused. And so... Anyway, okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're here with Good News Rescue Mission, of course, the head of the Good News Rescue Mission, Jonathan Anderson, and Justin Mondro, who is their outreach guy and, well, public affairs outreach.
Anything that needs to be done.
He's kind of the utility fielder there at Good News Rescue Mission. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center has so many cutting-edge programs. TAVR valve replacement, I haven't mentioned that lately, but let's just talk about that. TAVR valve replacement is before when you had to have a valve replaced, they had to cut your chest open, they cracked your chest open to put it in. But the TAVR valve replacement, they can go into an artery, put it up into that valve that needs to be replaced, put it there, and you literally can come, you spend a night in the hospital, and the next day you go home. And, it's almost like you're talking about miracle medicine. And you don't have to go to UC Davis. You don't have to go anywhere else. You can get them done right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've known people that have, and it's changed their lives. Learn more at ShastaRegional.com. We'll be right back with Good News Rescue Mission and some of the things that are going on down there.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Are back for two nights at Twin River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees, this includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit TwinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. And if you miss a show, if you miss a part of it, say, hey, you know what, I'd like to hear the rest of that show or hear the whole show, just go to our archives at KCNR1460.com, our webpage, and go to the show and hit programming and just hit archives. And you'll get every show, every local show is on. And you can if you want to hear what our first or second show ever sounded like, go through all those 800 pages to get to that first or second show. And here's Linda and I in here going, are we on? Are we on? I'm here with Jonathan Anderson and Justin Wandro from Good News Rescue Mission. Of course, Jonathan heads us up. And you've got some events coming up here.
We do. We have several events coming up. The big one that's coming up first is our summer block party. If you haven't heard about our summer block parties, they are at the mission the last Thursday of the month during the summer. We invite everyone to come out, have some fun, maybe sit in the dunk tank if you like to get wet. But I think what's really important about these is you should know it's not just a party. So when we're doing things at the Good News Rescue Mission, we're thinking about, or thinking strategically, how do we utilize events? How do we do different things to bring people off of the streets and get them connected to the resources that they need? And so this summer block party is actually, that is the purpose of it. We actively go out into encampments. We send our team out onto the streets and we bring people back to the mission to come to this summer block party. And we encourage them to come by having music, by having games, by having great barbecue. We do a giveaway with bicycles and stuff. And then when they're there at the block party, our staff and community partners get to connect with them, get to bring them resources and start to build relationships that can help them actually get off the streets.
Okay.
It's pretty incredible. You know, every year we do a Project Homeless Connect. Mm-hmm. And these block parties have turned into little mini Project Homeless Connects.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now that he's saying that, you know, I think we might have to do a little cook-off, our team's barbecue versus Odell's barbecue at one of these.
Are you, hey, man, you're going to against the big guy.
I don't know that we would win, but at least we'd get some great barbecue out of it.
That's true.
That's right.
I tell you what, I come in here at 6 in the morning, and those young men have been out there since 2 in the morning, you know, smoking and cooking brisket and other things. So I always go over there, and they're opening up, and they're rewrapping ribs and all that, and I'll tell them about the I'll see what's going on the other side of the other side of the building. Oh my gosh, it's stupendous. And they said, no, we lost 10 pounds of barbecue ribs last time we fell for that car.
That's
and I went, oh, okay. Anyway, hey, okay, the block party, it's going to be July 31st. This is a way of bringing in a lot of some of our homeless and getting them into the.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I don't know how many of you have ever been down to the Good News Rescue Mission. I know you don't have tours. But you've got to find a way to come down and take a look at this. It's not what you think, I would say, for most people. Mm-hmm. It's not what you think. Mm-hmm. It's a well-run, clean facilities there. They're helping people. You go into the kind of the common area there where would be your chow hall and chapel.
Yep.
People are there getting out of the heat and all this. Meanwhile, the guys in the kitchen are cooking for whatever the appropriate meal is. Up above, in the dorms, the rooms are incredibly clean. There's like, maybe 16 bunk beds in each one, 8 on each side or.
Yeah, for that program, yeah.
For that program, and there's people assigned to it, to make sure it's clean and who the dorm master is. You've got your intake area. And of course, those, dorms are for people that are just not in a program.
Yeah, coming straight off the street.
The woman's area where the women are is down the, right down the street from there. Incredible, incredible place. Area there where you have all the clothing, I guess it would be your warehouse.
Yeah.
It's what I'm trying to get across is that it's very well run. It's quiet. That the place is, there's no trash around or anything like you might expect.
Yep.
There's not. And there is a variety of people around, and some of them are very obviously need some help. Mm-hmm. But nothing out of control.
Yeah.
And your staff. That was the other thing. We got to interact with your staff for 8 hours one day. And what an incredible staff you have.
We have a great team.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, incredible staff that are there and love what they're doing and believe totally.
And it really takes a special type of people to work with this population.
Yeah.
So our staff get it. They have the compassion, but they're also not naive. You're working with what I would term mass manipulators most of the time. So working with this population, the staff are what make lives change. It's just incredible.
And you've got volunteers there. Mimi Mosley, one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet.
Yeah.
Is down there.
And, Mimi actually gives tours.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Here's what I'm trying to say is if you haven't seen what's going on with the mini house,
micro shelter
area there, it's probably worth an hour of your time.
Yeah.
To go down and see the things that Jonathan and Justin and this whole team has accomplished down there. Cause, without knowing, you're getting a little scary, oh my gosh, here and they're going to expand. Oh, what's this going to do? Well, it means that that whole area down there gets better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can frankly tell you that. So, okay. I'm going to take an early break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the things you've got going, the new things that are being planned out there. To help people in our community. Because if we don't get them off the streets, we're going to continue to have these problems.
Yeah, that's right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960, been in the same location off of Athens Avenue since 1967, the only place I've ever gotten my hair cut since I moved to Reading. Never had a bad haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, Justin.
Good to know.
I make an appointment just by calling them at 530-244-9478 and talk to Tim or Logan, and whoever's free and the time that works for me, I roll in and get a haircut. Sometimes I hang around and read the National Geographic or the Car and Track. Sometimes I just take off. But it is a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. Tim and Logan, two really nice guys. You're going to enjoy it. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? We'll be right back with Good News Rescue Mission.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver Discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Okay. I want you.
Show me the way. Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Tomorrow, House of Realty is going to join Linda, and I think she's going to either have not a fortune teller, astrologer may join her, or Nancy Hill from Axiom will be in here, and then House of Realty. I am going to be grinding stumps because it looks like the I-5 is starting to open up a little bit. And it says a portion of the I-5 is still closed. So they're stopping the traffic there in Fawndale, and if it should be cleared up, I figure, another hour or two. I mean, when you drop a load of pipes.
Those pipes?
Pipes. And it wasn't like, you know, just turned over and you had flour on the side of the road. This is pipes all over the road. Mm-hmm. Big pipes.
You got to get some big equipment in there to move it.
Yeah. And then pull the thing back up and all that. So it happened at Bridge Bay. But they've closed the road at Fawndale, so but they may be opening it up any time now. I'm here with Jonathan Anderson and Justin Wandro from Good News Rescue Mission, and I just bragged all over them when I was down there on the tour. You've got some things going on down there. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we got quite a bit. You know, we in the past 12 months, we've now opened up a sober living home off of Gold Street, one of our first sober living homes. So we got a bunch of guys in there doing sober living right now.
How's that working?
Oh, really well. Really well. You know, I mean, housing is really a crisis right now. So the more we can invest into that, the more we'll see sustainability of people not going back to the street. We just opened up a 17-unit micro shelter, and that is going incredibly well.
That's the one right down there with Good News Rescue Mission. And by the way, it's another place you look at it. It's absolutely quiet and clean.
It's clean.
And it's behind
beautiful.
a fence there. And you've got, I guess, gated entry.
Gated entry. Yeah. You know, you have keyless access for the people who are going in and out of there. And
sure.
It's very, very, very well run on that. We are about to close escrow on 11 more apartment units into this month.
Right there, right behind
across,
you. Again,
across from the micro shelters.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a little apartment complex right there. They're more like 11 little condos, basically. So we'll be closing escrow on that into this month.
So how many people can be? Are you going to put one, two, one, or maybe two?
Some of them are you can accommodate two people per room in some of those. Yeah.
All right. What about like a family?
Yeah.
You could probably do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and now you're going to rehab those probably.
You know, they're actually in fairly good condition.
Okay.
As people move out, we will begin to rehab the insides once people move out, you know, so we'll take that opportunity. So yeah, that's that is on the horizon there. We are in the process of building out a large community day center. So people coming off the streets can go into this day center, and there's a host of resources available to them from multiple service providers in town. We're also in the process of securing a grant to be able to build a large residential rehabilitation facility. So that would be a 30, 60, 90-day medically assisted treatment facility.
Now, are we talking about getting people medically assisted? You're talking about people that are addicted.
Highly addicted to, say, fentanyl, heroin, the whole...
And they'll be in there under doctor's care and all this to get off it, and they move in 30, 60, 90 like that.
Yeah, so the idea is they would go through that. That's more so your detox phase and going in, trying to wean them off of whatever drugs they're on. And then from there, try to encourage them to get into long-term supportive recovery programs to really, really solidify and break that cycle.
Now, when I was talking to the people there, you know, where you are now with the church or your church and your chow hall and all that.
Yeah.
This, you're replacing that with the new day room or the new day building, daycare building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daycare. You know what I mean?
Day resource center.
Day resource center.
Yeah.
So, but you'll still have that other asset still be there.
Oh, yeah.
So you can use for expansion.
Yeah. That has always been our chapel area and our dining hall. And then about a year and a half ago, we worked with the city of Reading to figure out like, hey, we need to be open all throughout the day to give people a place to get off the streets. We've always been open like during inclement weather, so super hot or rainy out. But we wanted to do more and have more resources available. So we started doing that inside our dining hall chapel area about a year and a half ago. And that's sort of always been a temporary thing as we knew we were building the new day resource center. And so we'll shift some of those resources there. It's still on campus at the mission. And then we'll just utilize that space primarily just for the meals. For eating and for our chapel services.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But the big thing is getting them in there.
Getting people
in. And, I guess inclement weather really helps. Real heat. It's kind of encouraging to help them off.
You know, what helps huge right now is we actually have outreach teams who are going into encampments and are case managing people in encampments right now. And once this day center is fully complete, the idea is we've built enough trust and rapport that we can encourage them to come into the day center.
Sure.
And then not go back to encampments, but go into shelter, get involved into the programs that are designed to help break that cycle of poverty and ultimately get them off the streets altogether. You know, we serve a lot of people who want the help. There's a lot of people who might not want it or are not ready for it that are in the encampments. That's what our community is really concerned about. And so we're trying to go after that population.
There is, you know, there isn't a person I know of that doesn't agree that if somebody wants some help, we'll do anything.
Yes.
I mean, we'll give, yeah. we'll help, support, yeah. anything to get them into those yeah. next steps. It's the ones that you're just talking about.
Yep.
That, no, I like it here. You know, I like the freedom. You know, I can steal and do whatever I want. They like the freedom. And that must be pretty frustrating at times.
Well, you know, that's why that was the intentionality with the block parties.
Yeah.
How do we incentivize people? Come out of the encampment, see what life could be like in a different realm, build that trust, build that rapport. And now over time, our hope is people say, yeah, it's a lot better over here than sleeping in these encampments. Maybe you can help me. Maybe there is hope.
For one thing, you sleep all night. Not worry about somebody hitting you in the head or taking all your stuff.
You have fantastic meals too. I don't know if you got to eat lunch when you were at our place.
Yeah, the sandwiches and everything, but it was great.
Sandwiches,
yeah, super. So, but I could see them. We were back in toward the kitchen, and they were fixing up some pretty fancy food there.
Yeah, dinner's usually really good.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. And so you have a obviously, a plan that how to if you can get them off the street, and I think it looks like you start just by having a place to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you go through the program through their people talking to them, you know, getting more into the Christian side, but always having meals for people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, medical care and those kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, I think we look at it really as you need a whole continuum. We've heard this talked about before, right?
Yeah.
A continuum of care. But in reality, what that looks like is everyone has different levels of needs, and you need to figure out where you can plug that person in so that they can get into all the sequence of resources that they need.
Yeah.
And so us, we're looking at all the way from, hey, you're out on the street. Our outreach team will begin to start connecting to you. And can they bring you into a day resource center? Can they then bring you in for meals? So basic stuff to get people connected. And then, while you're here, we start to talk about, you know, we actually have recovery programs that can help you with your addiction. And by the way, I went through it myself sort of thing. I didn't personally, but that's most of our staff.
A lot of your staff
can speak to that.
Your honor graduates.
Yeah, they can say they went through it themselves. And then you begin to have this continuum of moving through off the streets, into shelter, into recovery program, into sober living, into job training programs,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately into your own permanent housing. On your own.
You know, I'm acting like I've been out in the street talking to these people and I haven't. So, Jonathan, what's the primary reason people want to stay out? I mean, obviously they didn't start their life wanting to live on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you've been doing this for a long time.
I mean, for me, it really boils down to we talk about what's termed ACEs, adverse childhood experiences.
Sure.
And Shasta County has one of the highest ACEs scores in all of California. And so, you know, there we have people who have experienced extremely painful childhoods through all different types of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the population that we're serving, you've heard me say this before, had drugs forced upon them, usually between the ages of 6 years old to 10 years old. So you just think about, you know, a child who has had drugs forced upon them. They've been abused their whole life. They may have gone in or out of foster care. They're aged out. It is a defense mechanism for majority of people. I cannot trust humanity because humanity has failed me and abused me my entire life. If I'm out here away from humanity, I'm protected. And we see that as one of the most common themes. It is so hard to get someone to want help when they can't trust humanity as a whole. And then as society, you know, a lot of us, it's a kind of, we don't understand. And so we ostracize and.
Yeah. Because we haven't lived that. And there's no way you could have lived it.
No.
What they've gone through, because we came from, imagine, pretty normal, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Backgrounds where, you know, you went to school, you had clothes, got food, you were encouraged.
Yeah.
You weren't getting beaten up, you weren't having being sexually molested, you weren't being physically hurt. So for the vast majority of us, it's difficult to put ourselves in that. But that's why I wanted to ask you. So it comes down to not even trusting anybody except maybe the others on the street or just like you.
The others on the street. And you know, the longer periods of time you stay in that state of mind, your mind begins to deplete. So mental instability comes into a huge play with that. But then also, you know, people are utilizing drugs, and that's more of a coping mechanism to be able to escape the realities of what has happened to them in their life.
Yeah.
And once you start in on that, you're hooked. You're addicted.
That's it.
And so you just have these dual diagnoses of mental health issues, a tremendous amount of trauma in the life, and then drugs introduced. It is extremely difficult to help get people out of that state.
Okay. We're here with Jonathan Anderson and Justin Wondro from the Good News Rescue Mission. And, you know, I think that's the first time I've ever asked an expert why. But we've talked about ACEs so much before on the show with, the high scores. You know, I think part of the reason we have ACEs is that, you know, the high scores and the quote domestic violence is because Shasta County cares and we keep track of it and we train people in it. Yeah. So unfortunately, the unfortunate part is you tend to have higher scores. If you don't track it and you don't really take it that, you know, that seriously as many other counties I'm sure are like, your scores are lower.
Yep.
But it's important that we identify this, and it's important we identify why this person's on the street. And, you know, there's no magic wand, unfortunately. Yeah,
there isn't.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We're here with Good News Rescue Mission, a place that sometimes gets bad press and doesn't deserve it. Never hear that. You'll never hear that from here, especially after going through it. And if you get a hold of Justin or Mimi, you might be able to take a trip through there and be able to tell your book club or your Rotary group or something, this is what it's really like down there. Mm-hmm. So we'll give you those phone numbers later. We'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, our last segment here. Oh, my gosh. Hey, today it's going to be about 98 degrees and hot, sunny, and clear, except for the smoke. I say clear except for the smoke that rolls in down, you know, from the Green Fire, which is 15,000 acres and 16% contained. And through next Wednesday, in fact, today is going to be one of the warmer days. It's going to start going down to 90, 92 next week. Can we safely say if summer's over? No, we have not hit that 112 mark yet. We've only hit 110 a couple of times.
Well, let's keep it that way.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with Jonathan Anderson and Jason Wandrow from the Good News Rescue Mission. Of course, Jonathan is the man down there. And we talked in the last segment about why are they on the streets? And you were very, very clear about that, why. It starts in childhood. How important, in your opinion, is, you know, the childhood interventions then?
Yeah, it's critical. I mean, if we want to stop what we see in people experiencing homelessness on the streets today, it starts in the home, and it starts with that intervention. So schools, school counselors, teachers play a major, major role into this. Mm-hmm. Community, healthy, positive community, more things we can build as a society to engage families, identify families who might be struggling and offering help and support as opposed to judgment. It's huge, Carl. I mean,
yeah.
You'll see, we look at, you know, RPD will put out social media press releases and you'll see all the time. We had to, you know, arrest both these parents for drug use, and unfortunately the children were OD'd on something as well.
On fentanyl.
You see it all the time. I mean,
they were giving it to them specifically, though I have seen that before, but because they were sniffing it.
Yeah.
And because it's in the air.
It's right there. So that's...
They're giving them Narcan. The dad gave Narcan to the child because he had gotten into it from mom's habit there.
So if RPD or somebody else didn't intervene, where will this child end up in 18 years?
Oh, in 18 years?
You know,
If they don't die.
They end up on the street. And that's how we stop this for future generations.
So if, say you could get, are we seeing more homeless, in your opinion? I mean, if anybody would know, it would be you and your team there. Are we seeing the same amount of homeless, more, less? Would you say? Is it the same group? Are we getting newbies?
Nope. It's not the same group. There are there's a different crowd right now. It's a much younger crowd. These are what we're seeing. It's all local people. It's not people traveling from around, right?
In an RV with everybody else.
No. We're seeing a much younger crowd right now.
Okay.
And so, you know, like we do a homeless memorial every year, and a lot of the older crowd have now passed away.
Sure.
So it's about a steady number, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Not drastically rising and not drastically decreasing.
300 or 400? Is it 300 or 400 or is it?
I would 800? Say you've probably got closer to around 600, somewhere around 600 plus or minus a few, in the streets of Reading proper.
Okay.
That are sleeping in encampments around our streets. But there are, you know, there's probably, we'll serve little over 2,000 individual people throughout the year who you're not going to see because that's not the people on the street.
Okay.
So there are thousands.
Where are they
at? Those are people who are coming to us instead of going to the street.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, going through programs and then finding them housing and getting them back out.
You're seeing 2,000 people and you're helping that many.
We help that many. That's kind of the population of the people we see that are wanting the help. They're getting the help. But, you know, in our county, there's close to 60,000 that live well below the poverty level.
Yes.
That's a massive number. If resources dried up, where do they go? And that's something.
Yeah, I think it says Medi-Cal or Medicaid. Mm-hmm. About the same 60,000 people are on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, is there a magic wand here?
The only magic wand that I could say, and it's a very difficult one, is you know, Carl, we invest across the state of California. California invests billions of dollars into homeless issues, right? The programs are amazing. But to me, programs are an excuse to build relationship. And it's really the human factor. It's healthy, positive community surrounding someone and carrying them through these struggles in life. That's what makes the difference, Carl. And so all of us in society can play that part. If we can build relationship with people, you will see their lives radically transformed.
That's what needs
to change. That is the wand.
And I hate to say this, but we spent like $27 billion in the state of California and homelessness.
And
they don't even know where the money went to.
It's a travesty.
Here's the thing. It's not even not knowing, but what programs worked, what didn't programs work? I mean, if you've got programs out there that are reaching out with the humanity side of it and they're successful, then I would, you know, it's easy to say, well, then maybe we need to shift it over to that. But they didn't even have of what they accomplished, what worked and what didn't work, which is and this isn't a political thing. This is a social thing.
Yeah.
If we want to fix something, you want to find out what works.
Yes. Follow the data, but you have to have the data.
Yeah. Which they didn't have. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Okay. I've got like 3 minutes. So you've told us about all the new places the new condos that are coming on, the new day center and all this. What's long term?
You know, long term for us is really trying to invest into housing. That is a big one because people can go through programs, but if there's no place for them to live, what happens? So we're investing heavily into the housing component. We're also have vision to try to branch out into our immediate surrounding counties in an effort to try to educate the counties on how do you care for the population of people who might be experiencing homelessness in your community.
Okay.
Right? Reading is a little bit of a hub, and so you will see people coming from immediately surrounding counties. So can we help educate you? And so we're looking more at a regional model coming up here on the horizon as well.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all do incredible work. And again, I'm kind of like probably most people in Reading, Good News Rescue Mission. You know, I know they do, you know, because I knew Jonathan and Justin and Mimi. But it's not until you go down there and you actually see it that you realize just what a gem this place is. Gem of homelessness, you know, equity. But what you do for our community, because every person you help, the 2,000 people that come in there, maybe those are 2,000 people that aren't going to end up on the street or, you know, it's kind of like you chop 10% off. Yeah, it takes a long time, but you've got them back in society.
Yeah.
We so much appreciate everything y'all do.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
And we would love to give anyone who's listening a tour of the mission.
How do they reach out and get a hold of y'all.
The simple way is go to our website, gnrm.org.
Which I'm on right now.
And you go to Get Involved.
Yep, here it is right here.
And you can fill out the form to take a tour.
Take a tour. There it is.
And Mimi Mosley will reach out to you and connect and figure out a time and give you a tour. Show you around.
Tours are given Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with Mimi Mosley.
Yeah.
Which is a hoot anyway.
Yeah.
She's great. All right.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It won't be the last time because as you continue to move forward, we want to have you on more. Because you have different events like the Summer Block Party. It's going to be July 31st from 9 a.m. to noon right down there at Good News Rescue Mission. Mm-hmm. Cooling Station with Misters. Free food, snow cones.
Snow cones.
Free?
Free.
That's right. I'm coming.
It's all free.
I'm coming.
And snow we cones. Also have our recovery program graduation coming up. That's going to be August 15th. At Risen King Community Church. So it's an amazing, if anybody in the community wants to see something that will grip your heart, watch people walking the stage who have just completed 12 months of recovery.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I tell you what, we'll have you back on before that,
right?
If perfect. We can, and we'll talk about this. Yeah. Maybe have a graduate come in with
perfect.
You.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay, everybody, have a great day. Check the road north if you're heading north to see if they've got it cleared yet. Have a good day and God bless America.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.